We'll stay with COVID-19. Waiheke Islanders have their fingers crossed the first ever case of the Delta outbreak on the island will be their last. The infected person had been tested in Auckland but travelled to the island instead of isolating. They stayed in their vehicle on the SeaLink car ferry, then went to a home on the island and had no contact with anyone. But many locals are still nervous to step outside, according to the chair of the Waiheke Island Tourism Incorporated, Christina Hyde. Good morning to you. Kia ora.
Good morning, Corin.
Is there really reason to be super worried if that's the case, that the person stayed in their car and isolated at home? That sounds relatively low risk.
Look, there's bound to be a lot of nervous people, but health authorities say the risk is low and there's no places of interest on the island. So hopefully people will soon return to supporting those few local businesses that can open for takeaway coffees and picnics.
Look, it's in a sense a suburb of Auckland. Is Waiheke Island any more vulnerable than any other suburb?
We have a large commuting community, so we have people going back and forth daily to the mainland. COVID was always going to get to the island. We have two wonderful medical centres, and they, with the local board, have been really active in motivating vaccinations on the island. Our vaccination rate is slightly above the national average. So we are a suburb of Auckland and it was always going to come.
And in terms of, so the commuting element is a factor. Is there anything you can do there other than vaccination in terms of masks and precautions?
Look, some people want to close the borders to all unvaccinated commuters, all unvaccinated travellers. Others say we can't have a protective bubble around us forever. We have to get on with living. We have not just residents going back and forth. We have essential workers going back and forth. Now we just need to hope this person recovers and hope this motivates everyone on the island to get vaccinated.
Christina Hyde, thank you very much for your time this morning. Chair of Waiheke Islands Tourism Incorporated.